我们真的是很高兴，我们的主把我们从旧的一年带到新的一年当中。
We are truly joyful that the Lord has led us to this new year.
刚刚弟兄姊妹有这么多弟兄姊妹在会前祷告。
And there was a lot of prayers that went on before the meeting.
就叫回想到我们过去，这个好像复兴的时候就是这样。
Make me remember of the old times when the church was reviving.
这个诗歌一唱完，这个祷告就一个一个接上去了。
So that after we finished singing the song, everyone started praying.
我盼望这是一个新的开始。
So I hope that this is a new beginning for us.
也是以后的一个榜样。
And I hope that this has become an example of all the later time.
因为我们的主永远配得我们敬拜和赞美。
For the Lord is always worthy of our praise and worship.
线上的祷告永远不会嫌多的，嫌少的，对不起。
For the one who is worthy of our praise,
应该对不对啊？不会嫌多才对。
For there is never enough praise for our Lord.
我真的是盼望有一次，或者说以后，每一个弟兄姊妹都在那里排队。都已经预备好，就是两句三句，我们都是值得的。
So I hope that there is one time when every brother and sisters will line up and praise the Lord.
如果是在上面领事的，等好久，一个也没有祷告。
And if there was one time when the person who is leading the song is waiting for someone to pray.
我有时候就想说，难道我们的主不配得我们的祷告、我们的感谢吗？
Then at that time I can't stop myself from thinking, isn't our Lord worthy of our praise?
如果说我们想到我们的主是这样施恩的主，
And now if you think of how graceful our Lord is,
你的一句两句都要把他的同在带下来。
Then why is he not worth it for us to praise him?
主的同在是借着我们的渴慕带下来的。
For we could only have the togetherness with our Lord once we want him.
如果是每一个弟兄姊妹都是冷淡的，
If everyone is stone cold and not willing to praise,
主耶稣都不敢来。
Then Lord Jesus will not come to this place.
我们要用我们的渴慕。
So let's use our longing.
用我们的把荣耀献给他，把他带到地上。
So let's use our voice and open up our mouth to praise him so that he might come and dwell with us.
因为这是主给我们的一个权利啊。
Because this is the birthright of us.
刚刚我们弟兄在这里领诗歌的时候。
So when Our brother was leading the song.
我就想到保罗。
I thought of Apostle Paul.
他说我只有一件事。
And then when Paul said there's only one thing,
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And this one thing is that I will forget my past, so I would use my utmost for your highest.
难道保罗真的只有一件事吗？
So is there only one thing that Paul needs to do?
他说教会的担子天天要在他的身上。
So when Paul said that he is willing to carry the burden of the church,
怎么可能他只有一件事？
So if he's carrying the burden of the church, then there is definitely more than one thing that he needs to do.
但是这是他一生的秘诀。
But then he only holds this one secret, this one thing that he always does.
因为他真的是每一天都过一个忘记背后努力面前的生活。
Because he is truly someone that would always forget the past and always aiming for his utmost for his highest.
我们今天常常不能够有喜乐平安。
So today, a lot of times we are lack of peace and happiness.
因为我们的背后太多了。
It's because we are carrying a heavy load.
我们每一个人好像都有一个无形的一个大包包啊。
It is just like that we are carrying a very heavy backpack.
特别是年纪长一点了。
Especially for the elderly.
哇，很多的重担压在我们的身上。
For the more experienced folks will be carrying a heavier backpack.
所以走起天路来，非常的沉重和辛苦。
So when they walk this heavenly path, they are walking very slowly.
如果我们读《使徒行传》的时候
，So now if we read the book of Acts,
你就发现保罗真的到处都是难处，都是问题。
Then you will see that Paul experiences difficulties in every circumstances.
但是呢，他为什么仍然能够说喜乐？
But how does Paul stay joyful?
因为他得到这个秘诀。
Because he has received his secret.
忘记背后。
The secret is to forget about
the past. 你的背后可能是你的得胜。
Because if you forget the past, then you might become victorious.
可能是别人给你的伤害。
Maybe you are hurt before.
可能是你许多没有办法还没有解决的难处。
And maybe in the past, there is a lot of difficulties that you have encountered.
有时候碰到一些年长的。
And sometimes when we met with the elderly,
他们一讲话的时候，
when they started talking to me,
他就开始数算他这个孩子怎么样，这个小孩子怎么样。
Then the person would start counting how each one of his child is.
有的不仅仅是停在这个孩子这个层面。
But then they would not stop only on talking about the child.
甚至他们也开始孙子曾孙的许许多多的问题。
Then they would start talking about the problems of their grandchildren.
我一看真的没有喜乐，没有办法喜乐。
And then when that person started counting all this, then there is no joy in that person.
但是在保罗的里面，他认定了只有一件事。
But then in Apostle Paul, there is only one thing that he is mindful of.
不管是得胜，不管是失败，甚至犯罪，他都丢在背后。
For Paul, it does not matter if it was a failure, if it was victorious. He always forget about his past.
真的要从耶稣基督的宝血底下看我们的背后。
So that we should always treat that past as our past.
我很喜欢这个有一个 legal term.
I really like this legal term.
一个法律的说 the case is closed.
When the judge says the case is closed.
我们对我们的昨日我们的背后一定要说 the case is closed.
So that is exactly how we should treat our past, is the case is closed.
我们今天是走又新又活的道路。
For today, in front of us is this lively and heavenly path.
这个才是主为我们命定的道路。
For this path is the path that is appointed by our God.
如果我们真的遵守像保罗这样子，认定，忘记背后，努力面前。
So if we follow the example of our Apostle Paul, we should forget about the past and only look forward.
你想不喜乐也不可能。
Then if you do it like this, then you will always be joyful.
真的有时候主把我们带到一个地步。
So when sometimes maybe the Lord leads us into a condition.
好像照着我们的光，照我们的状况，我们的情形，真的有很多重担在我们身上。
And maybe at that condition, you are carrying a very heavy burden.
但是在我们的里面，真是有说不出满有荣光的大喜乐。
But then inside of you, you should always have this heavenly joy.
因为这个大喜乐胜过了我们一切的重担和压力。
For this great joy that is inside of you should always overcome all the heavy burden around you.
这个不是最今天要讲的啊。
But this is not the topic we're going to go over today.
今天我们是要讲到认识永生的性质。
For the topic of today is to understand the attributes of the eternal life.
我们先一同读圣经，读约翰一书第五章第十节到第十三节。
So let's open up a Bible and read 1 John chapter 5, 10 through 13.
好，一起来，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生就是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们再读二十节，我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的，我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神也是永生。这是神给我们做的见证。
For the true God has given us His testimony.
说到永生，就是在我们的神儿子耶稣基督的里面。
And tells us that the eternal life is in the Son of God.
所以当我们得着耶稣基督的时候，我们就得着永生。
So that when we receive the Son of God, then we have received eternal life.
这就是神给我们做的见证。
For this is a testimony that
我们一定要知道我们已经有永生。
For we shall know that we already have eternal life.
好，我们再读约翰福音第十七章，我们读第二节跟第三节。
So now let's read John chapter 17, 2 and 3.
正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。在这里很清楚告诉我们什么叫做永生。
In here it tells us clearly what is eternal life.
它不是一个知识，不是一个道理。
For eternal life is not simply a knowledge or a path.
他说永生就是认识耶稣基督。
But then he says that the eternal life is that you may know Jesus Christ.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
He says this is eternal life, that they may know you.The only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
所以我们一生所要追求所要认识的就是耶稣基督。
So that we should spend our life to learn the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
好，我们再读腓立比三章七节到第八节。
Philippians chapter 3, 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。保罗他一生就是为着要追求认识耶稣基督。
For Paul spent his whole life to learn about Jesus Christ.
甚至于他为着要追求认识基督，他把一切都当作粪土。
And more than that, he now counted everything but rubbish so that he could gain knowledge of Christ.
我们得着基督，永远是根基在我们认识基督的上面。
So how we know Jesus is based built up on the knowledge of How we know Jesus.
我们得着，我们认识基督，我们就得着基督。
For when we know Jesus, that we have received Jesus.
好，我们再读《使徒行传》第十三章二十二到二十三节。
So now let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 13, 22, 23.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻的耶西的儿子。大卫他是合我心意的人，还是要遵行我的旨意，从这人的后裔中，神已经照着他所应许的为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。在这里神为大卫做见证。
Here God gave a testimony concerning David.
他说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫是合我心意的人。
And he says, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.
什么样的人是合神心意的人？
So now, who is a person who will do his will?
在这里很清楚说到，就是遵行我的旨意的人。
He says, a man after God's heart is the man who will do his will.
但是我们看见一个合神心意的人不一定是不犯罪的人。
But then here we see that a person who is after his heart and do his will is might also be a sinner.
因为没有一个人不犯罪。
Because everyone is a sinner.
但是因着大卫他是一个愿意遵行神的旨意的人，所以他成为一个合神心意的人。
But David, who is a man after his heart and will do his will.
最后我们读马太福音六章三十三到三十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, 33, 34.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。这是神给为我们定的 priority。
So this is a priority that is set.From God.
不管怎么样，他说先求神的国和神的义。
For you shall seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
今天很多人真的是很会 set 这个 priority.
For a lot of people, they know how to set their own priorities.
所以他的时间可以用得非常的好。
So that they could become even more efficient with their time.
但是今天有更多的人好像天天在忙。
But today, a lot of people are busy all the time.
但是呢，好像没有做出什么东西来。
Even though they're busy, they never accomplish anything.
如果是我们认定神永远是我们的第一个优先。
But now, if you set God as your first priority,
他自自然然会带领我们在每一件事上都认定他。
Then slowly, he will lead you to seek first of his things.
好，我今天要讲到什么是永生。
So today, we're going to talk about what is this eternal life.
因为我们今天如果认识这个永生，
So today, if you understand this eternal life,
我们真的要过一个非常喜乐的生活。
Then you will have a joyful life.
我常常发现神的儿女真的重担很多。
For a lot of times, I notice that the children of God are carrying a heavy load.
甚至好像这个骨头直不起来。
And more than that, it seems like that they can't even stand up straight.
这个思想观念整个被整个世界所压下去。
It is just like that the world, the thinking of the whole world is up on them.
如果今天我问你，你到底是谁？
So today if I ask you, who are you?
今天很多人说，我是某某某。
Then a lot of people will tell you his name.
他可以说，我是这个公司的董事长，这个公司的总经理，什么都可以。
Maybe that person will give you his position. He's the CEO or a manager of some company.
但是他不知道他是神的儿女。
But then that person might not know that he is also a child of God.
所以今天我们不是因着人的肯定，我们就是那个。
So today we are not who other people tell us who we are.
我们今天很在乎别人怎么看我们。
For maybe you care a lot about what other people think of you.
但是我们常常忘记神怎么看我们。
But at times, we always forget how God sees us.
如果是我们真知道我们在神面前的这个身份和地位，
So now, if you truly know who you are before God,
我们真的可以抬起头来，
Then now you could raise up your head.
别人你怎么看我，这都不重要。
And now you may lift up your head because you no longer care what other people think who you are.
可能人家羞辱你，
Or maybe people think very lowly of you.
人家轻视你。
Maybe people don't care who you are at all.
但是你在你的里面，你永远知道你是神的儿女。
But then inside of you, you always know that you are a child of God.
我记得有一个弟兄啊，他有一次很高兴的告诉我。
I remember the one time a brother came very happily and talked to me.
他说你知道吗？
And he said, "Do you know?"
他说最近我去追溯我的这个家谱。
Recently, I started looking from my bloodline.
他说我发现我的祖先是一个王室啊，皇帝啊，这个我不知道是皇帝还是什么，就是王室王家了。
Then I find out that maybe I'm a descendant of some type of kingship.
所以他就里面忽然就整个就改变了。
And then suddenly, this brother has changed.
他说我是王的。王的后代。
So now that he could claim that he is a descendant of a kingship.
今天你有没有为着你是神的儿女，真的这样欢喜快乐？
So today you are also a child of God. Are you joyful?
如果我们今天真认定我是神的儿子，
If today you know that you are the son of God,
有哪一个地位比这个神的儿子还要高贵啊？
Is there any position that is more highly valuable than yours?
可能我在地上真的算不得什么。
Maybe on this land you are a nobody.
但是有我的基因里面有王的基因呢。
But then inside of you, you know that you are a descendant of God.
我是王的血统里面的一份子。
For you are a partaker in the family of the king.
所以今天我们真的是要认识我们自己是谁。
So today I ask you to know who you are.
外面我们跟世界上的完全一样。
For externally, we are just the same as everyone else around you.
世界上人是罪人，我也是罪人。
For everyone around you is a sinner, and so are you.
人会失败，我们也会失败。
For people will fail, and so will we.
但是有一件事情我们是神所爱的。
But there is one thing you need to know is that you are loved by God.
有一次我的车子忽然就发不动。
So one time my car broke down in the middle of nowhere.
我就在那个 parking lot 里面走来走去啊。
Then I started wandering around the parking lot.
因为在等这个 AAA 能帮我叫还是怎么样。
For I was waiting for the tow truck from AAA.
当我在那等的时候我就是想到底怎么会发生这样的事情。
So when I was wandering around in the parking lot, I started thinking, why would this happen to me?
因为很容易就是我怎么这么倒霉。
And then I started saying, why do I have such a bad luck?
特别是我们好像要赶时间的时候，车子一出毛病，那个真的是很 frustrate.
And especially, I get even more frustrated when I was in a hurry and my car broke down.
后来我就坐在一个椅子上在那里思想，忽然就我的心就回到主的面前。
And then I sat down on a bench and I started thinking about the Lord a matter. Then I came back to the Lord.
后来主就有一句话就进来，他说我以永远的爱爱你。
Then there is one statement from that happened in my mind that said the Lord always loves me.
我里面忽然就觉得说我是一个蒙爱的人。
Then all of a sudden I realized that I am being loved.
车子可以坏掉。
The car can break down at any time.
环境对我好像完全是。跟我作对。
And maybe all the circumstances around me is against me.
但是我是一个神用永远的爱爱了一个人。
But nonetheless, I am still being loved by God.
我里面忽然就真的是，我那个时候就不管怎么样，我就开始起来赞美主。
And suddenly I started praising the Lord.
所以今天我们真的要认识我们到底是谁。
So today I ask you to know who you are.
因为神永远是把最好的赐给我们。
Because God has always given us His best.
记得在旧约的里面有一个人叫巴兰。
So in the Old Testament, there was a man called Balaam.
他是一个先知。
And he was a prophet.
这个另外一个仇，他们的仇敌叫做巴勒，一个君王。
For they have an enemy who is Balaam.
这个巴勒用重金去收买这个巴兰，要为以色列人说咒诅的话。
For this enemy king is willing to pay a very valuable price to buy out this prophet to curse his people.
这个巴兰真的是看见那个钱财啊。
But then now this prophet, when he sees all these
treasure, 他牺牲他先知的地位。
And for this treasure, he now sacrificed his position as a prophet.
甚至于他出卖他做先知的一个身份。
So that he would betray his position as a prophet.
所以每一次那个巴勒带他到一个山上，他说：“你看见这些百姓以色列人，他说你要起来咒诅。”
So now every time when this king bring this prophet up onto the mountain and ask him to curse the people,
但是神很奇妙的，就是本来是要咒诅的。
For the prophet was gonna curse the people.
所以每一次他要咒诅的时候
，So every time before he start cursing,
这个神就在那做转变的一个工作。
Then God would show up and start doing the reverse.
好像他的口是要咒诅，但是说出来的却是祝福。
Just like every time when the prophet is willing to open his mouth to curse his people, it came out as praise.
为什么？因为这是独居的民。独居是 peculiar people. 他是一个独特的子民。
Oh, for because the people that the prophet was going to curse are the special people, that they will never be cursed.
以色列人并没有做很好的事情。
For the Israelites, they never done any good deed.
他们甚至去拜偶像，他们甚至在那里犯罪。
Not only they have done no good deeds, but they also worship idols.
但是因为他们是神的选民。
Even though they do so many bad things, but since they are God's people.
所以神对他们只有祝福，不是咒诅。
So since they are God's people, God would never curse them, but only bless them.
所以今天我们要知道我们到底是谁。
So today you need to know who you are.
可能今天人看不起你。
Maybe today people speak very lowly of you.
不管怎么样，但是我们在神的面前，我们永远是尊贵的，是荣耀的。
And really doesn't matter what other people do to you, you need to know that you are valuable in God's eyes.
我们神的儿女。
For we are the children of God.
是不列在这个世界上的。
For the children of God are always separated.
我们是被主耶稣所分别的一般人。
Because now we have been distinguished by God.
我们刚刚所唱的一首诗歌，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
For the song that we just sang was, "We are only sinners, saved by grace."
我们跟世人完全一样。
So externally, we are the same as everyone else.
但是说最最大的不同的。
But there's only one difference among us.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
For we are not only sinners, we are blessed sinners.
这一个就永远是我们跟世界上的完全不同。
So now this will serve as the one distinction between us and the other people.
你知道世界上的人他们的结局是什么？
So do you know what the ending of the worldly people?
是下地狱受火湖的审判和灭亡。
Is that their end consequences is death.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because they are sinners.
但是我们这一般人却是从这个罪人的范围里面被分别出来，我们成为蒙恩的罪人。
But now that as the children of God, we are separated into the blessed sinners. So
如果我们真的是想到我们原来原本是在被咒诅灭亡的一个范围的里面。
So now if you think back, originally we belong to the group that will go into death, but now we are separated.
但是今天我们有一个独特的身份，叫做蒙恩的罪人。
So today we have a special attribute and characteristic that we are the blessed sinners.
所以这个诗人当他写到这个的时候，我相信他里面充满了喜乐。
So when the apostle wrote this, I am sure when he wrote this, he was full of joy.
他说我是个罪人，蒙了主恩。
So for this person, when he wrote the song, he truly recognized that he was only a sinner that was saved by grace.
我们不要小看我们自己。
So please don't look down upon yourself.
也不要小看神的儿女。
And please do not look down upon any children of God.
因为我们有神儿子的生命在我们的里面。
Because we have received the Son's life in us.
我们的罪已经蒙了赦免。
For our sins has already been redeemed.
所有世人他们还在那背着罪的重担。
So when the worldly people are still carrying the burden of the sins,
但是我们的罪已经在宝血的底下完全得到赦免。
But our sins has already been cleansed by his blood.
所以我们要用宝血来看我们自己。
So now you should look at yourself through his blood.
每一次你看见是你是败坏的。
So every time when you start to think that you are corrupted,
你是没有盼望的。
For you have no hope at all.
但是在神的儿子的血的底下，你永远是蒙恩的罪人。
But now under the blood of Christ, you have become the blessed sinner.
另外我们要看见神给我们的权柄太大了。
Then now we have to also see that the authority that we have given is great.
我们一接到接受耶稣基督做救主的时候，
When we have received God as our Savior,
神就给我们一个权柄啊。
God has already given us an authority.
能够做神的儿女啊。
We now have the right to be called the children of God.
我们可以进到这个荣耀的宝座里面啊。
And now we have the right to walk to his throne.
今天有没有人进过，有没有进去过这个白宫里面呢？
Has anyone here been to the White House before?
我记得很早以前呢，我们当兵的时候，有一个士官长。
I remember a long time ago when I used to serve in the army.
他有一件事情，他觉得一直绝对荣耀的一件事情。
And there was one thing that my staff sergeant was really proud of.
因为他曾经立了一个很小的功啊。
Because one time he accomplished a great task.
这个那个时候是很早期哈，就是蒋总统、蒋中正总统去召见，然后跟他们握手。
So my staff sergeant has a chance to shake the president's hand at that time.
可能这个蒋总统早就忘记了。
Right, I'm very sure that the president has forgotten that he has shook my staff sergeant's hand before.
但是这个士官长啊，几天都不洗手。
But then my staff sergeant never washed his hand for a couple of days.
因为他觉得他这只手是跟总统握过手。
Because he believes that his hand is now special because he has shook、
这个就成为他一个非常美的一个记忆。
For this has become a great memory for my staff sergeant.
今天我们不仅仅可以召见地上的总统。
So today maybe we will never have a chance to meet the president of our country.
主耶稣已经给我们开了一条又新又活的道路，可以进入幔内啊。
But on the other hand, God has already opened up this heavenly path so we could walk straight to his throne.
你今天跟主耶稣祷告，是不是要预约的？
So today when you are praying to God, do you have to make an appointment with him?
哇，今天我每一次我想到我有一个权柄啊。
For now you have already received this right.
今天真的主给我们太大的权利。
For today we have received this greatest right of all.
今天科技真的是很发达。
For even though technology is really advanced today,
我们可以用无线。
For we could be wireless.
可以无线的，可以好像我们在台湾，然后或者在美国，可以直接跟大陆或者说台湾可以直接通上话语。
And maybe wirelessly, we could use our phone and computer to communicate with the Asian countries.
但是今天有一个 wireless 永远无线的，没有限制的。
But today I let you know that there is an even greater wireless of all.
距离再远，
It doesn't matter where you are.
只要你的口一说主耶稣，
Whenever you open up your mouth and proclaim Jesus Christ,
你立刻就进到荣耀里面去。
It is the moment when you open up your mouth and say Jesus Christ.
你就朝见万王之王万主之主啊。
And you now have a direct line to heaven and to Jesus Christ.
这个实在是太荣耀的一个权柄啊。
For how glorious our right is.
世界上的人真的是要拼一生的努力才能够做什么经理、总经理或者最好一点是董事长。
For the worldly people, they have to use their whole life effort, with the effort to become someone, a manager in the company.
但是今天我们是生在君王的家里面。
But today we are born as children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
For we could proclaim ourselves as the children of God. 我们可以进到
神的施恩宝座前。
So that we have the right to come to work His throne.
所以今天我们得着神的儿子，就得着永生。
So today, if you're willing to receive the Son of God, then you have received this eternal life.
我们要为着我们有这个永生，我们真的是要感谢赞美主。
So for this eternal life that we have received, we have to praise the Lord.
这个身份就永远值得我们一生来称颂。来赞美我们的神。
For this position itself is worthy for us to praise Him for all our life.
因为我们立刻进入到超自然的一个境界的里面。
Because we simultaneously can walk into His realm.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the Son of God.
神世界上的人得不到的，我们都可以得着。
For the people of this world cannot receive, we have already received.
我们今天可以来到主的面前。
So today we could come before the Lord.
不受时间，不受空间的限制。
And no longer are we constrained by time or space.
因为我们一得到耶稣基督的生命。
Because after you have received the life of Christ.
我们就越过了所有有限的，而进入无限的里面。
So no longer will we be bounded by the limited.
所以我们所得到的生命是一个永远的生命。
For this life that we have received is an eternal life.
我们是神的儿女，这个身份永远是属天的。
And our position as the children of God is heavenly.
所以今天我们真的是要感谢主。
Today we praise the Lord.
而我们神儿女最大的承受是什么？
So what is this greatest receiving of God's children?
就是我们从这个属地的境界里面进入属天的境界。
It's now that we no longer are in the worldly realm, but now we're in the heavenly realm.
当我们一相信耶稣的时候，
When you decided to believe in Christ,
最嫉妒我们的就是天使。
The one who is the most envious are the angels.
本来我们是仇敌，是魔鬼的一个奴仆啊。
Because before we were only the slave of the enemies.
是仇敌一直要挟制一直要欺骗的一般人。
For we were only a group of people that are always deceived by the enemies.
但是当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，
But now once you choose to believe in Christ,
神把这个荣耀的命运赐给我们。
At that moment, we are now given the birthright of His Son.
我们是神的儿女。
For now we could call ourselves the children of God.
这个天使就要服侍我们了。
And now the angels have to serve us.
所以在彼得书信里面他们就很惊讶，这些人怎么可能一下子成为神的儿女，我们就要去服侍他们。
So now in the letter of Peter, we see that the angels will now have to serve us when we choose to believe.
这就是我们必须要认识的。
This is some fact that you have to recognize.
我们如果认识这个，
So now if you know this,
我每一天都要活在属灵的境界的里面。
Then now you should live your daily life in the heavenly realm.
我们的祷告是属灵的事情。
For our prayer is heavenly.
我们的赞美，我们的聚会都是属灵的。
For our praise and our assembly are also heavenly.
世界上呢，真的不明白我们这些基督徒在干什么。
For the worldly people will never understand what we are doing.
但是我们可以施行神给我们的权柄啊。
But now we are only exercising our rights as God's children.
有时候当我们在那里祷告的时候，
At times when we pray,
世界上是真是好像也看不见一个，也没有一个对象，怎么你们会说的好像头头是道？
At times when we pray, the other people will never see who we are praying for.
因为我们实在是祷告一位真实的神。
They will never see who we're praying to, because they will never see our God.
所以保罗他知道他是谁。
So Paul knows who he is.
所以他外面所有的环境，所有的遭遇都不会影响他。
For Paul knows this so that any external circumstances will never affect him.
因为他知道我们今天所摸的事情都是永远的。
Because Paul knows what he sees is eternal.
地上的都是有限的。
For any of the worldly is perishable.
而且是会改变的。
Not only perishable, but ever changing.
所以保罗说他的外体虽然毁坏，
So Paul said that even though my flesh is perishable,
就是外面的遭遇，外面的痛苦，
and my flesh is perishable due to the circumstances.
但是在他里面有一个新的生命，叫一天新是一天呢。
But then internally, he has this new life. He has a new person that is renewed every day.
所以他看见所有地上的都是暂时的。
So that he now sees that everything on earth is perishable.
逼迫是暂时的。
For The persecution is temporary.
痛苦也是暂时的。
For pain is also temporary.
所以他给这个苦楚叫做自战自清的苦楚。
So that he said that his pain has a beginning and has an end.
他说要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And then he said after this, then we receive this eternal glory.
所以他的心真的是被这个荣耀所吸住啊。
So that now his heart is always bring up forth.From this eternal glory.
我们今天神的儿女必须要有一个永远的价值观。
So as children of God, we should have this, system.
地上的一切都会过去。
For anything of this world is perishable and temporary.
但是我们今天所拥有的永远不会过去。
But what we have inside will never perish.
所以主耶稣他说你们就是赚的全世界。
So Jesus said that even if you gain the whole world,
全世界是暂时的。
But the whole world is only temporary.
我们都知道生不带来，死也带不去的。
So we know that for life, there's always a beginning and there's an end.
但是人今天为着这个暂时，这个会过去的，一直在那里争来争去的。
But isn't this temporary life what everyone is working so hard for?
所以人就是赚了全世界，赔上了自己的性命。
So now, if you gain the whole world but you lose your soul and life,
这个自己的性命就是说到永远的生命。
For this life that he talked about is the eternal life.
所以主耶稣说还有什么益处啊？
So then Lord Jesus says, if you gain everything but lose your eternal life,
所以我们的价值观要改变。
So that I ask you to change.
我们要从永远的眼光来看地上的事情。
I ask you to use this eternal viewpoint to see this worldly thing.
你就不会那么在乎地上的得失。
So I ask that you will no longer will care so much about this worldly thing.
因为主为我们所预备的永远是长存的。
Because God has already prepared for us something that is eternal.
我们要用永远的这个救恩来活我们的今天。
So I ask you to use this eternal grace to live your life.
这个救恩是一个浩大的救恩。
For this, grace is great.
这个恩典永远带给我们平安和喜乐。
This grace will bring us eternal peace and rest.
神给我们这个救恩的权柄。
For God has given us the right to receive this peace.
我们可以活在这个地上，一直充满平安。
So even though we live on this land, we could still be peaceful.
所以保罗说应当一无挂虑。
So Paul said that we shall no longer carry any burden.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求将你们所要的告诉神。
So now through a prayer, if we tell God everything we need,
因为在每一件事上神已经为我们预备了他丰盛的恩典。
Because God has already prepared the most abundant for us.
所以我们要活在 救恩的实际的里面。
So I ask you to live in the grace.
我们每一天都是要经历这个救恩的丰富。
So that every day we could experience the abundancy of His grace.
所以我们今天要用永远的这个要用有限的时间来追求无限的永远。
So I ask you to use your limited time to pursue this limitless life.
怎么去追求永远？
So how do you pursue this eternal life?
这个约翰福音很清楚的就说到，认识你独一的真神。
So in John, it clearly tells you that you have to know your true and only God.
并认识神所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And also know the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
所以保罗他一生就是要追求认识耶稣。
So Paul spent his whole life knowing who Christ is.
从前他是那样风光的一个人。
In before when he was very worldly.
就着教育，就着宗教，就着他所拥有的一切，都是值得称赞的。
And before he became a believer of Christ, he has a very high social status.
但是当他认识耶稣基督之后
，But now after he knew Christ,
他能够这样大胆地说：“我把万事看作粪土。
”And after he knew Christ, he could boldly say that everything but Christ is rubbish.
甚至他把万事都当作有损的。
And also, he said that everything else is now counted as a loss.
他说因为我以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
Because he says that knowing Christ is the most surpassing value.
到底什么是我们今天所最宝贵的？
So today, let me ask you this. What is the most treacherous thing for you?
我们放在第一位的到底是什么？
And what is in the first of your priority?
但愿我们真的是让主耶稣在凡事上居首位。
So I ask you to set Jesus as your first priority.
让我们用一个我们来立志来遵行神的旨意。
So that we will set our hearts to do His will.
我们刚刚说到大卫。
So we talked about David.
他是合神心意的人。
For David is someone who is a man after God's heart.
他不是一个好像不是一个没有犯过罪的人。
But then it never says that David was not a sinner.
他所犯的罪，可能我们没有人还会去犯这些罪的。
For David has maybe committed a sin that not everyone would commit.
甚至用诡诈。
For David could be deceitful.
把别人的妻子抢过来。
For David stole someone's wife.
用他的地位去杀害他所不喜欢的人。
Then he uses his power to kill the person that he doesn't like.
但是神说他是我合我心意的人。
But then God still claims him as a man who is after his heart.
在什么事上他成为合神心意的人？
And then he is a man who is after his heart.
那也是在遵行神的旨意上面。
And he is also someone who will do his will.
每当我读到这个诗篇大卫的认罪诗的时候，
So every time when I go to the book of Psalms and I read the Psalm of David repenting,
我真的是佩服大卫。
Then I admire David even more.
因为他写了诗，
because he wrote,
说到他怎么犯罪，
and he wrote a poem about how he has committed sin.
甚至他做了诗，然后交给灵长。
Then also he not only he wrote this poem, but he also gave this poem to someone.
让诗班来唱他的认罪诗。
And also he gave it to his band so that they will sing this song of how he committed a sin.
如果你犯了罪，
so now if you have committed a sin,
你有没有胆量？
Do you have the guts?
把你这个的罪行罪案写成诗，让众人来读。
To write out and testify about your sins and so that everyone can read about it.
我相信没有一个人。
I believe that no one will do that.
连大卫也不可能。
And maybe not even David.
但是大卫当他伏在神的面前。
Not even David by himself, but now that we've the dwelling of Christ.
当神感动他的心要这样做的时候，
when God touched his heart and asked him to do His will,
虽然违背了他，真的是他不喜欢、不想做。
And even though it might be something that David himself does not want to do,
但是他愿意。神既然要他这样，他就甘心这样遵行。
But now, if it is God's willing for him to write out his sin, then he will follow His will.
这些诗篇，
so now if you look at the book of Psalms,
给我们何等大的安慰，
It should serve as a great comfort for us.
给我们何等大的盼望。
It should also serve as great hope for us.
我们因着大卫所写的这个认罪的诗。
It is through this repenting poem of David.
我们知道神永远会赦免我们的罪。
That we shall now know the fact that God will always forgive us.
只要我们承认我们的罪，神是信实是公义的。
So whenever we choose to confess of our sins, then we could be redeemed.
这个给我们很大的一个盼望。
So I hope that this will serve as a great comfort for
us. 我们可以来到主的面前。
That we have the right to come before the Lord.
因为大卫遵行了神的旨意。
Because David has followed the will of God.
这个就是神所喜悦的人。
For he is a man after his heart.
今天我们要拣选讨神的喜悦。
So today I hope you choose to follow his will.
我相信今天很多人读大卫的这些诗啊。
So I hope that when people read of David's poem,
甚至读他那个是犯罪的这些事啊，犯罪的事件。
And even when we're reading how when David is committing a sin,
我相信还有很多人会定罪大卫。
I still believe that a lot of people will condemn David.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But then we praise and worship God.
神为我们开了一个认罪的道路。
For God has now opened up a path of confessing of our sin.
我们可以罪得到赦免。
For our sin could be forgiven.
最后我要讲一个故事。
And lastly, I would like to share a story.
我们今天要认定我们要为着永生而活着。
So how we should live our life for his eternal purpose.
什么叫做为永生活着？
So how do we live for this eternal
purpose? 凡事都是先求神的国和神的义。
For we need to first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们如果在主面前立定这个心志，
And if we set our mindset on His kingdom and His righteousness,
真的很多的忧虑要从我们身上过去。
Then a lot of burdens will be dropped.
我们要为着永生活着。
For we need to live for this eternal purpose.
有一个澳洲人。
For there was an Australian.
他原来去当兵。
He served in the army.
后来他退伍之后，因为他一无所，这个没有什么特长。
And after he retired, he figured that he does not have a specific.
就他就他的生活就非常的困难。
So then, he has a very difficult life.
他就成为一个无家可归的人。
So he became a homeless person.
所以他有一次，他就到一个地方。
So one time he got to this one place.
因为在那里他可以得到一点食物。
Because at that shelter he could receive some food.
但是在那里他听见了耶稣基督的救恩。
And it is there where he has received the gospel.
后来他蒙恩得救了。
And now that he is saved.
他那个时候已经可能年纪已经很大，六七十岁的这个年龄。
And he might already be 60 or 70 years at that time.
也许稍微年轻一点，可能五十几岁这样的一个年龄。
Maybe at the youngest, he was in his fifties.
这个他蒙恩得救之后
，But then now after he is saved,
他真的是被主的爱所摸着。
He was really touched by his love.
他里面就有一颗心说，到底能够奉上什么
？So at that time he asked himself, what can he do to serve the
Lord? 因为他从外面上他一无所有。
Because externally he has no specific skill sets and he has nothing.
但是主就给他一个感动。
But then God gave him his vision.
就是 eternity.
Is that he has eternity.
这个就是永远。
Eternity means forevermore.
所以他里面就开始有一个负担。我要让人知道我们今天要为永远活着。
So that now this person has this mindset that he wants to let everyone know that there is eternity for them.
所以他到一个非常这个广场的地方。
So that he got into this really busy plaza.
他每一天他就在那个一个墙壁上就写 eternity 这个字。
So that every day he would walk up onto the wall and then he would write eternity on the wall.
35年的时间。
And in the year in 35 years.
他每一天都写这个，他到处去写这个 eternity.
And every day on the wall, he would find a different spot to write eternity.
他里面他就觉得说，这就是他的侍奉。
For he believes that this is his service to.
所以很多人就看见这个 eternity.
So that now when people walk by, they will see eternity.
因为人都是为着这个暂时的活着。
Because the people.They were living for what temporary.
但是他把这个天上的这个永远带到地上。
But now that he has brought the message from heaven to the land of eternity.
所以他35年的时间一直到他离开世界。
So that in these 35 years, on, until the day he died,
这个有一年，这个 Australia 就在有一个非常大的桥的最上面，新年的时候，他就挂了一个非常大的那个字叫 eternity.
So that now one year, on the new year, the Australia on the bridge, on the highest point of that bridge, they handed a banner. The banner said eternity.
所有从哪里经过的都看见这个 eternity.
So that now everyone who passed by this place will see eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
到底我们为什么而活着
So why do we live this life?
我们不是只单单为着这个今生活着。
For you are not only living for this life.
我们的生命是永远的生命。
For our life supposed to be eternal.
我们的源头是属天的。
For our origin was heavenly.
地上永远是暂时的。
For this, anything that is worldly is
only 人今天所争来争去的都是地上的。
For what we are fighting so hard for is only temporary.
我们今天要看见永远。
For I ask you to see what is eternity.
我们从如果从今天开始，我愿意为着永远活着。
So I ask you to start living your life for eternity from today and on.
我们的生命就不是白白活着。
For that we our life will not be in vain.
不要被人的话所影响。
So I ask that you will no longer care of what
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
Because we are only blessed sinners.
我们是神的儿女。
And we are, but we are the son of God.
我们是独特的子民。
For we are the special people.
是不被列在这个世界上的。
For the special people that are not bounded by this
world. 所以我们的眼睛要看见天上。
So that I ask you to set your eyes on heaven.
我们要看见永远。
So that you will see eternity.
我们一生来追求这个永远的无神的儿子耶稣基督。
So that you will now spend your rest of your life to chase for this eternity.
如果说我们有这样的一个心智。
So now if you have this mindset.
我们每一天的日子都要成为喜乐。
If you have this mindset, then I will let you know that you will have a joyful life.
就不会那么在乎别人怎么看你，怎么说你。
And no longer will you care so much about the people around you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brother and sister,
你是不是神的儿女？
Are you the children of God?
如果你是神的儿女，
If you are the children of God,
那个永生的性质在你的里面，
Then this eternity should be in you.
我们要为着永远活着。
So then I ask you to live.
所以保罗说，外体虽然毁坏。
So that even though everything is perishable around you,
甚至于真的是渐渐衰退啊。
And moreover, everything is decreasing.
但是保罗是为着永远活着的人。
But then Paul is only living for the eternity.
他说他看着自战自清的苦楚。
And he said that even though he said there is pain,
我们要成就极重无比的荣耀。
But we should receive this eternal glory.
这个他就真的是轻看地上的羞辱和苦难。
For now, he no longer cares about anything on this world.
盼望主恩待我们。
So, I hope that God will bless us.
让我们一生来追求我们的主。
So that we will use the rest of our life to pursue Him.
忘记背后。
To forget about the past.
努力面前。
And only, look for the future.
向着标杆直跑。
So that we will use our utmost for His
height. 这个是神为我们所定的 priority.
For this is the priority that God has set for us.
像保罗这样。
Just like Apostle Paul,
一生追求认识耶稣基督。
We will use our whole life to pursue and follow Jesus.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.